This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Again, while you waited to vote, you know, 99 million people have already voted. I just thought of a funny thing. You know that old song, 99 bottles of beer on the wall? 99 million votes are off the wall and have been counted. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, you are safe in whatever nook, cranny, or hallowed hollow that you hail from. I knew I could get that out. And it is a wild couple of days that we are entering into the stretch now for this election. The Trump campaign doing everything they could, winding up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, for luck, like last time, while Hillary Clinton was with the boss in Philadelphia, only this time it's not Hillary Clinton, it's Joe Biden. The polls are all over the place, but the USC final poll, the most accurate, some say, at least it was of 2016, shows that Biden is ahead by 11. What about those swing states? What's going to happen in Pennsylvania? Joe Biden and Donald Trump spent a ton of money and a ton of time in the Keystone State. Joe Biden talked about in Pittsburgh today the fact that the Steelers and the Philadelphia Eagles both won. So why can't the state get together? And this could be a huge victory. There are those that are predicting we won't know by the end of the evening on the 3rd, who, in fact, won this election. I know there's going to be some contest we won't know, but as for the presidency, is it two terms for Trump or Joe Biden? Will he and Jill occupy a different part of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue this time around? Will it be the White House? But I'm not so sure because, and I was one of those people, I thought with the challenges and everything else that we wouldn't necessarily know for sure on the 3rd, but I guess it depends on the combination of the 99 million votes already counted and those that come out on the 3rd. I think we're for sure going to see the biggest numbers that we've ever seen, at least in my lifetime. I know there are many that fear violence, and that's sad to me, that you have people that say that they're shutting businesses up and they're making sure that they're huddled inside for fear of what could be some kind of outbreak of what some describe as civil war. And let's hope Americans are better than that. Let's agree to, no matter what we disagree on, to not be ridiculous and take this to the extremes. I mean, this is definitely a contentious and confusing election day in our modern history, probably the most for many anyway. And if Joe Biden gets a double-digit lead over President Trump, and there is at least that 10-point margin, which is more than three times as large as Hillary Clinton's final polling, by the way, the final advantage, supposedly, in 2016, then what happens when I mean, if this comes to pass and it is Joe Biden, then what happens is there some kind of an outbreak of violence and looting. And if it's the opposite, do we see the same thing? And again, you can find these kind of predictions all over the place. And I think it's a little bit more than conspiracy theory, because there have been some plans that have supposedly been laid down by the more nefarious types that want to be disruptive. Please do not do that. I'm proud of you, America, for voting early. And I've said this before, it's not all Democrats. It's independents. It's Republicans. It's all kinds of people. It's people who aren't declaring a party. It's people that have come out in droves to exercise their right to vote, in part, I think, because of the pandemic and the fear that their vote would not be counted. And I've said this all along since I've cracked open this mic. To me, it is about taking the time to vote, no matter what, no matter if you're disappointed, year after year, locally, on a federal level. The more you exercise your voice, the more you let your voice be heard, the better, because then you'll finally, I think, get the representation that you want and that you deserve. So again, polls differ from place to place, but there is no outcome that is assured. There is no crystal ball that says it is absolutely Joe Biden, or, ooh, by the hair of his chinny chin chin, the president is back in for two terms, and the fourth president, by the way, to do so. But in some of the key states, and because of the number of people who did vote, maybe there won't be any kind of a game changer, any kind of a bizarre shakeup. You know, you look at 2016 and you look at how many points separated in these polls President Trump and Hillary Clinton. Polls that missed 1 point nationally, 4 points in other places in Michigan, Wisconsin, and in Pennsylvania. There's a big difference, I think, this time around, including last minute, you know, again, last minute polling, people who are asked after they leave. 538, Nate Silver, who was pretty good at this forecasting thing, gave the president a 29.1% chance of winning one day before the 2016 election. Now he gives him, and we see what happens, now he gave him a 10% chance of winning. One in 10 doesn't mean none, and it doesn't mean that the president still couldn't get reelected, but the polls certainly shows that the odds are longer than the last time around. What do you think, America? A lot of you definitely chimed in. I think I had the most email I may have ever had in the past 8 years, where people weighed in, specifically you, the listeners, and others who found their way to the mailroom, have heard this show maybe once or twice, who wanted to weigh in on the election before, you know, the election actually happened, before Election Day. So we'll get to that when we dive in to our version of the mailbag coming up. But it is Election Eve, and 96 million Americans have already voted. And boy, oh boy, COVID and the economy playing a big part, I think, in the way people are thinking. Hang with us. We're talking about Hurricane Eta. Yeah. Do you believe it? Greek alphabet. We are whipping through it. Will it hit the Gulf region or not? COVID-19, and of course, your thoughts too.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Here comes Postman. I wonder what he has for me. Is there something in his big brown sack? I wonder what could it be. Well, I hope the bills it lacks, and it still brings me some listener feedback, or maybe, just maybe, a big bag of crack. Oh, here comes the Postman. I wonder what he has for me.
That was pretty good. Oh, I enjoyed that. So here we are in the mailroom. Thank you very much. You can shoot me your thoughts day or night, 24/7. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Mac in West Virginia. Delaney, listen to you on the watchdog. Wow. We have a split family. Some Trumpsters, some for Biden and Harris. And it's been a lot of arguing, you can imagine, leading up to this election. But I'm proud to say that no blood has been drawn among my blood, and we realize that in the end we're all going to come together. I wish I could say the same for my neighbors and this nation. I have a feeling that Biden, at least narrowly, closes this thing out and he wins the White House. Not that I think I did vote for him, not that I think he is the best thing. I voted for Trump last time. I just couldn't do it this time. There was just too much I didn't like. And Biden got my vote, although he did not get my wife's. What do you think? Everybody keeps saying that. What do you think? It's the path to getting to 70, right? So it's all about the electoral votes in the end, and who flips or who does what. And if you look at the, you know, it's just strictly numbers for the electoral votes. It's blue and red. So the predictions are, you know, Florida stays the same. Texas stays the same. Maybe a flip, but that's, they're not in the count up of the states that could weigh in and change the numbers this time around. Like Pennsylvania, that's why so much money was spent in Pennsylvania by both candidates. Last time Donald Trump won Pennsylvania, but the predictions show that he's not going to win those 20 electoral votes this time around. Wisconsin, those electoral votes are predicted to go the way of Joe Biden. You know, you look at the map and you add them up, and that's what it's about. What states could possibly go in a different direction? So if Biden didn't win in Pennsylvania, there's other states that he could win. It just depends. Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin. Think of all those of all those electoral votes. The latest map that I saw, and I've been looking at everybody's predictions, including my own, and drawing my own conclusions, I think it may be tighter than is being predicted by some. Some have, you know, Biden getting 278 to 260. I honestly think it could be this close. It could be 270 Biden, 268 for the Prez. It just depends. What happens Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin? What happens there? And you never know until the votes are in, until the people have spoken. That's why it is so important. For the president, he doesn't have as many pathways. It doesn't look like, according to polls of people who have voted, let's say. But again, we know that sometimes you can throw that out the window. So I think it's just so close. I think it's for the electoral vote count, I think it's just that close, like 270 to 68. I mean, there you go. All right, this one is from Dick, who says, boarded up? Where are we living, people? Are you out of your minds? Why, oh, why do people have to fear violence after an election? Why do retailers have to board up windows? Why do they have to hire extra security? Kate, I am embarrassed for all of us. Where is this happening? Oh, it's, you know where it's happening? My good pal Jackie B was talking to me, and she said, "Did you hear what's happening in Beverly Hills?" Like, no, I'm not in touch with what's going on in upscale Beverly Hills. But the reason she said that is because it was all over the place. A story had broke that at Rodeo Drive, they were boarding all of the 70 stores, the high-end stores at that Beverly Hills strip. And they were barricading Rodeo Drive to cars and people and pedestrians for 2 days because of the election. I don't know. It seems odd, right, though, to say Ferragamo is boarded up, Prada is boarded up, Dolce and Gabbana boarded up. It's one of the most desirable streets in the world, and they say that's why we're the biggest target. People who have ill intentions want to destruct this property, so that's what we're doing. There's just something very strange about that, right? So it is, I guess, a wild card. You know, think of the injury losses from property damage and theft this year. There's a place called the Insurance Information Institute, and they crunch the numbers, and they say, you know, this is the costliest civil disorder in U.S. history. That's what they're calling it. $1 billion in insured losses from property damage and theft this year. Hey, Walmart removed all guns and ammunition from thousands of store displays because they thought civil unrest after what happened in Philadelphia following the police shooting of Walter Wallace Jr. So, I mean, you know, there you go. Let's see. Let's go to this one. This one is from Pam, and Pam says, Kate, I rely on you as the odometer of death and life for those that have recovered. I like to pay attention to the numbers, and I realize some of those numbers could be off, even though they're what are officially being recorded and reported. But what do we have for COVID now that we are in the stretch of this election, meaning those that have died and the cases in the U.S.? That's easy. It's 231,000 deaths out of 9.37 million cases. Now, for our friends listening all around the world, total deaths, 1.21 million. Total cases, 46.8 million. I always say this. This is my favorite number. Favorite number, Pam, because I want to see it just shoot up high. Because I can only imagine for those people that hear that they have to be intubated, what that must feel like, because we just know that's almost, what, it's a 50-50 chance you're not coming out of that. But 31.3 million have recovered. 31.3 million. Wow. I mean, think about this. Beginning of the year. And we can't put the genie back in the bottle or the virus. But this is not, of course, what we expected. And I think, I mean, I don't know how many times I said it. I would love to go back into our vault and listen to myself say, well, the second surge and then the surge. And then I heard this from these doctors, and we had people on. And, of course, we listened to what the top docs had to say. And, you know, the fall was the theory that it was going to be worse in the fall. And, I mean, here we are. Now that's upon us. All right, here's one from Wendy. Kate, another terror attack. What is going on in the middle of this worldwide pandemic? What kind of people are opening fire on innocents? And I heard it happened in Vienna. Yeah, I saw some video of that. There was that's exactly what happened. It was at in Vienna, the cafes and restaurants, and before the lockdown, because they have a lockdown that kicked in, and I guess two people were killed, including one of the people that was trying to gun down people, one of the assailants, and 15 people were wounded. So, yeah, a terror attack. And, some of them, I guess, are still on the loose. They have, they're neutralized. I mean, they're not out there shooting now, but automatic weapons, they were pretty well armed, and they just strolled down the streets is what they did. And what's the motive? You know, they don't know. They're not ruling out anti-Semitism, because the shooting started outside of Vienna's main synagogue, and the synagogue was actually closed at the time, but they're not saying that's exactly what's happened. But there's bars with tables outside, and again, it was the last evening before the lockdown, because then all the bars and restaurants were going to be closed in Austria for the next month. And so a lot of people were out trying to get in some last minute freedom, I guess, if you want to say that. And sadly, the timing was absolutely awful. All right. How about this one from Mary, who says, Kate, what's up with that hurricane? What's up with that hurricane? Is the hurricane whipping through the Caribbean? Looks like it's not going to be smacking into the Gulf Coast, although, you know, the winds could shift. Isn't it crazy? Just whipping through the Greek alphabet. Oh, my, oh, my. All right, hang with us. I'll meet you on the other side. I promise.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. greenmeadowwhey.com.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Making their final pitches. Both President Trump and former Vice President Biden have spent Monday making their final campaign stops. At a Pittsburgh rally, Biden accused the president of lying about the impact of the COVID pandemic.
Remember what he said to Bob Woodward, the famous journalist? He went on tape and he said to Woodward, he knew in January how dangerous it was and how many people could die. And he said nothing. He didn't say a thing to you, me, or anybody else.
While President Trump focused on Biden's record on jobs at a Scranton event.
Joe Biden is a globalist who spent 47 years outsourcing your jobs, opening your borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure on ridiculous, endless foreign wars. Most of you have never even heard of some of these countries. He shuttered your steel mills. I got them open.
This is USA Radio News. A federal judge has rejected a last-minute suit from Republican activists and candidates to have more than 100,000 votes cast at drive-through voting locations in Harris County, Texas, thrown out. In his ruling, Judge Andrew Hannon said the suit didn't have the standing to challenge the drive-through locations in the Democratic-leading county that contains Houston because they did not demonstrate how they were harmed by the voting locations. The suit had argued that the locations violated both Texas and federal law. At least two people and one gunman are dead and another 15 wounded after a terror attack in Vienna. Authorities say that multiple gunmen opened fire at six locations in Austria's capital. Police were able to kill one of the gunmen but are still on the hunt for other suspects. The Austrian army has been called in to guard key points in the city to allow police to focus on their search for the gunmen. Police say they're looking for at least one additional gunman. Much of the historic center of the city remains sealed off, while authorities urge the public to shelter in place. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Central America, they say, landslides, flooding possible, terrible. And it strengthened to a 4 on Monday. So you got to think about where it's headed. Like I said, Central America, the Caribbean over the next couple of days. Thank you, National Hurricane Center. Do they ever give us any good news lately? It is expected to become historic. And that Nicaragua-Honduras border has seen this before. It's been a while. But when you're talking about 150-mile-an-hour winds and you're talking about the places that that will hit, it is the fifth major hurricane of 2020, the strongest Atlantic hurricane in November in 12 years. There was one, Paloma, in 2008. So, Ada, if it becomes a 5, would be only, this is crazy, only the second to occur in the Atlantic in November. So, period, from when they've been tracking this, that's it. You have to go all the way back. I'm not kidding you. You have to go all the way back to to the Cuba hurricane of 1932 when it slammed into Cuba, 170-mile-an-hour winds, killed 3,000 people. It was catastrophic, of course. But Ada's going to have heavy rainfall. It's going to be horrible for those people in Central America. And when you talk about storm surge, I just want you to visualize this for a second. You know, how many times have we used we've used surge a lot to mean a couple of different things on this show, at least this past year. But when we say storm surge of up to 18 feet above a normal tide, just close your eyes for a second and think about 18 feet. I don't know how tall you are. Just multiply that and think about what that would mean for these people. I mean, I looked at the picture, the satellite image of it, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? Belize, Jamaica, Guatemala, all these places that could absolutely get completely slammed. And you know, we just went through in the U.S. Zeta, where you had, what, millions who lost power. More importantly, six people died, sad, slamming into the south and part of the eastern coast. And so now here you go, this Cat 4, Cat 5, holy moly. Oh my gosh. Unbelievable. That red eye of the hurricane is frightening. You heard our simulated hurricane winds there. I mean, even that's mild compared to what it would sound like roaring into any of those places that I just mentioned. Whew. Crazy. All right, this is a little odds and ends for you because, of course, the election heavy on everyone's mind. The fact that so many people have done the early voting, that the polls are in and some have a little bit closer, a much more slender lead for Biden. Some have it a little bigger. It's all about numbers. It's about what the electoral votes ultimately are, and that's what's going to matter in the end. That's where the count, of course, counts, because it's the electoral, not the popular, all that other sort of stuff. And I wonder, there could be maybe an avalanche of voters all the way around on Election Day, but it's like somebody said to me, who's left to vote? Well, there's still plenty of people that are eligible to vote, and I think there will be very big, long lines on November 3rd. And I don't know, to me, I think it's terrific that people have voted early, and I think it's great that people are going to go out and vote and pay attention to what's happening in this election. Also, by the way, because there are some important Senate and House races, and also locally, things are being decided. All right, this was decided a while ago, but this made huge headlines, if you remember. And now there is sort of an end to it for actress Lori Loughlin. 2-month sentence for the Varsity Blues scandal. Remember that? Oh, my daughters are on the road team, and then they paid a chunk of money, and she just now surrendered to authorities, and she's starting her sentence for what happened. So in Dublin, California, it's the Federal Correctional Institute just outside of San Francisco. It's the same one that another actress did time in for the same scandal, Felicity Huffman. And, these actresses, we're not paying attention to that. It's just the fact that it's crazy that that this, it shows you how long this, number one, took. But also the fact that because of the coronavirus pandemic and the policies in prisons, this actress is going to spend her first 2 weeks in quarantine, and then that's it. I mean, I guess she's in one room with no other roommates, and they go out a little bit in a yard for recreation, but other than that, they're on lockdown, and that's it. Wow. It's got to be, I mean, it's just got to be crazy in a sense. Prosecutors charged 50 suspects because if you go back and remember this, including parents and coaches into the investigation, and then you say to yourself, do you think that this is going to still happen? Oh, we bought a wing at a college. We donated X amount of money. I guess the idea of taking, and this was what was so appalling, taking somebody's spot that could have taken a spot on a team and legitimately could have used the scholarship. I mean, how much of that was knocked out, I think, is significant. And then it just gives you that pause to say, oh, yeah, of course, because that's what happens when you have money. You get to you ease your way in and figure out a way to skip the line and have someone take the test or make up that you're getting an athletic scholarship or you're part of the team or whatever, you know, it might be. And a much more serious, I think, note when it comes to the law, couple of things. One, bail has been set at $2 million for the teenager, remember, accused in those Wisconsin shootings. 17-year-old mother dropped him off when all hell was breaking loose, and he said he was trying to protect businesses, and he killed two people. So in addition to the homicide charges, he also faces counts of attempted homicide, reckless endangerment, and being a minor in possession, of a firearm as well. So this was in Kenosha, Wisconsin, that this 17-year-old from Illinois was dropped off, Kyle Rittenhouse, and was charged with the fatal shooting of Joe Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber during that protest over a police shooting in August, and then also wounding the third man as well. So if he is convicted, life in prison, and they say, you know, it's $2 million bond because he's a flight risk, and that's what that's the reason for that. All right, speaking of the law, the highest court in the land welcomed its newest supreme. It was official already, but this was just the first day on the job, if you will, by phone. But Justice Amy Coney Barrett officially began her role on the Supreme Court, joining the oral arguments for the first time after she was installed just before this election, of course. She took the oath already and did all of that. And at the beginning of the teleconference, because that's what those sessions are, Chief Justice John Roberts just announced her and said, you know, at a later time we'll have a special sitting to mark the occasion. But he said, Justice Barrett, we wish you a long and happy career in our common calling. So the justices, of course, if you're wondering that, are hearing cases by phone during the pandemic, each taking a turn, asking questions, and there's not a lot of debate that you would typically have in the courtroom, but they're doing this, again, teleconference-wise. And the court heard arguments Monday in a dispute over the Freedom of Information Act and internal records from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, if you were curious, as well as a case involving disability benefits for railroad workers. And then on Tuesday, the court's going to consider sentences of life without parole for juveniles. And then on Wednesday, a major case on religious liberty and LGBT rights in Philadelphia's foster care system. That's one of the big cases, and there's others coming down the pike. So this just officially became the first one for her. And then you have the story of Snowden and his wife. Remember him? Oh, how we forget. Edward Snowden said Monday that he and his wife are going to apply for Russian citizenship without renouncing their U.S. citizenship. Remember, he's the former contractor with the U.S. National Security Agency, living in Russia since 2013. It's been that long, to escape the prosecution in the U.S. after leaking classified docs detailing the government surveillance programs. So he was granted permanent residency finally last month, according to his Russian lawyer, but he still wants to keep the American citizenship. And I think they really want to come back to the U.S., but he said he will if he's guaranteed a fair trial, but doesn't feel that that's going to happen right now. Coming up, You don't want to miss this. The mic drop moment. And it's a whale of a tale.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says...
This year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ivanka Trump compared her dad to Winston Churchill at a Michigan rally in Traverse City. That was one of the stops. Final stop was Grand Rapids, Michigan, while Joe Biden was with Lady Gaga for his final moments on the campaign trail and is predicting a big win against Trump at his final rally, and she happened to be there. The numbers are in for early voters, and wow, the fact that we got close to 100 million early voters is stunning. Numbers that I have never seen in my lifetime, and many of you have not seen in your lifetime. Incredible. And what will the final numbers be? Can you imagine if we have 68% of Americans voting? Kate Delaney, once again, you can always let your thoughts be known by sending them to me 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Oh my, oh my. It is a whale of a tale, and it's a good one. Imagine you are the driver on a metro train. It's a sleepy Sunday. You've just dropped off some passengers. You're cruising along, and suddenly you smash through a barrier that would have plunged you 32 feet down to the water below, and you would not have survived, most likely. How fortuitous, then, that there is a sculpture of a giant whale's tail near the metro station, the city of Rotterdam we're talking about, so in the Netherlands, and the train is perched on the dorsal of this whale, the tail. And it is the strangest thing. But the driver was able to escape from the dead-end track on his own, crawling slowly, taken to the hospital for evaluation, and reportedly doing pretty well. The photos of this are phenomenal because it's shocking to see it. I mean, I can think of all kinds of things. Saved by the whale's tail. Can't make heads or tails of this one. If I was a headline writer for a newspaper, oh yeah, they still have a few of those, I would have had a lot of fun trying to harpoon this one down and figuring out what we would have ultimately said. It deserves a lot of mic drops. It is the mic drop moment. It is a tale of the track. So strange. And you know what's wild, too? This was it is a cool, you know, kind of sculpture. It is a sculpture. It's a giant sculpture. It was put up in 2002, and just where it is kind of at the end of the line, but it's not meant to stop a train. It's not for that, but it did stop this train, and it landed perfectly on top of it. And it's odd because, I mean, the damage is got to be a lot, in the millions. You can see that it almost looks like matchbox kind of trains that were smashed together. And it's lucky there weren't any passengers on board on that one. But it absolutely crashed and left people completely shocked, again, trying to make heads or tails of this situation. But, oh, those photos, the photo ops. People are down there with their mask on trying to get as many photos, I'm certain, as possible. Let me get the best selfie I can possibly get. Oh! All right, so it is the end of the line as well for somebody. It's either the end of the line for the Biden campaign and it's a wrap, or for the president who does not become a two-term president. We've had three in a row that have had two terms. When you have that many Americans, almost 100 million Americans, 98 million Americans casting, they say more than 98 million Americans cast ballots by Monday evening. And especially in some key battleground states, the numbers in some counties were up and in some lagging behind others. But it's the end of the line for the rallies, that's for sure. And now as the campaigns wind down all of the foot traffic, it's just a question of numbers and counting and what the legal challenges will be, because there already is still legal things happening. But where does the race stand a day before the election? And you know, is the handwriting on the wall or not? Because if you remember in 2016, I think it was the outcome in a way was surprising for some because of what the polls had said. But this time the polls are different. I talked about this in the beginning. There is much more space this time around between Biden and Trump in some of the polls. And some of them have tilted more toward Biden than ever did for Hillary Clinton, if there's anything to read in about that. And Hillary Clinton was unpopular with enough people, I think, that there was a misnomer that, oh, the things that happened and the things that were said with Donald Trump were enough to also swing those undecideds or some other people in her direction. So an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll shows Biden up by 10 points, 52% to 42%. I mean, these are the final polls, with 6%, though, undecided. If you look at the NBC Wall Street Journal poll of 2016, the last one, Hillary Clinton led 44-40 with 16%. That's what I'm saying about the numbers. Undecided, more than twice as many gettable votes. Now, the final Fox News poll, this is Fox, has Biden up 8 points, 52-44, with 4% undecided. Its final 2016 poll had Clinton up 48-44 with 8% undecided. I mean, I could go on and on with these numbers, like the Monmouth University poll had Biden 51-44 in Pennsylvania, 5% undecided. And if we go back and you compare Clinton, it was Clinton 48-44 over Trump with 8% undecided. So the numbers of undecideds were a lot bigger. And poll errors are, of course, are possible. And there's a less margin for error and fewer winnable votes for the president, though, in some of those polls that I mentioned. And it looks like, because we certainly didn't see this with Biden in the beginning, but it looks like his popularity has increased as the race has gone on, and he's getting more positive notes, if you will, or comments compared to what Hillary Clinton got 4 years ago, compared with 4 in 10 voters with Clinton 4 years ago. So his numbers are much bigger. You know, and this is it. I mean, this is the end of the line. And the two states I think that are going to be interesting to watch are going to be Florida and Pennsylvania. So until the votes really start getting counted, what happens in these key states and the two I think that are interesting are those two states. It's not that they're the only ones, but to me, Florida always Republican, is that going to change? And then Pennsylvania, last time the president won that state, but what happens this time? Will it tilt more toward Biden, the hometown boy, because he's from that Scranton, Pennsylvania area, or does it go in a different direction? Right? Because remember, there was the whole fracking thing, the fracking over fracking. And at one point in the primaries, he said, Biden said he would allow no new fracking as president. Then he clarified that and said at the debate he would like to phase out the oil industry over time. And of course, that was something that the president jumped on at the debate. And so Pennsylvanians support fracking. Of course they do. When you look at the what supports them, 52-27%. Will that play a part? Thanks so much for listening to this version of the show. Remember, make it count, everybody.
Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. head to Amazon.com/holiday-or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.